I pray. Is shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This praise is shifting the atmosphere. Our worship and our praise is shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This praise is shifting the atmosphere. Our worship and our praise is shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open for breakthrough and healing. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. It is shifting the atmosphere. It's shifting the atmosphere. Shifting the atmosphere. If the altar's where you meet us, take me there. Take me there. If what you need is just an offering, it's right here. My life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I want to be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. If your glory wants to come in, let it fall. We want it all. Your fire is consuming. Fill this place. Set it ablaze, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I want to be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you. only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. 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 You're a fire, a refiner. I wanna be consumed. You're a fire, a refiner. I wanna be consumed. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purifier, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purifier, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I worship and I praise. Is shifting, shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This praise is shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere. For breakthrough and healing, our worship is shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. We are shifting the atmosphere. At this moment, I'm...
Well, we come to you this morning forever grateful for this day that you've made. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being able to get up this morning in our right minds, oh God, to worship you, to adore you, to glorify your holy name. God, we ask you, please forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Please help us to be like you, dear Lord, in everything we do and everything we say. Let us be an image of your likeness. Father, we thank you that we can come by here every Monday through Friday morning to get a word, to be enriched, enhanced, and empowered. God, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, for who were forever faithful to the call to start this ministry, to have us be able to meet, oh God. Now, God, I pray that you bless them indeed. God, that you continue to be with Dr. Vanessa and her family, Lord, that you continue to strengthen, Lord, and put the joy of the Lord down in them, Lord, and wipe their weeping eyes, oh God. Be with Kenneth, Lord, and Wendell and Lynn, Dr. Vanessa, and all other family members and those who love her and love Mother Josie so much, God. Father, we know that you're doing a new thing in their lives, and so we thank you. Father, we thank you for Dr. PK. We thank you, Lord, that you're answering all of her prayers, Lord, and that not one of them is going unanswered, God, and that you're giving her strength, Lord, that you continue to touch her body. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who's here with us this morning. You know exactly what we stand in need of, God. You know individually and collectively. And so we're trusting you, God, to do more than we can ever ask. I think now, Lord, we lift up the speaker. We thank you for a rhema word, a rich word that's going to come forth. Oh, God, we thank you that you've already filled them up, Lord, and it's all of you and none of them. And that, God, that you just continue to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that they can ever ask or think because you've given them the power. God, just use them mightily here at the Master's Call and wherever they go. And, God, whatever they touch prospers. Now, God, we bind that old sleuthful devil, Satan, and all of his cohorts in the name of Jesus. Because they have no place on this call. This technology will go forth with clarity because it is saturated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and that's what we're standing on. We give you praise, oh God, and we thank you for the new life that came in last night. 1.5 hours of labor, Lord. Oh, we thank you. We pray that you bless their family, Lord, and that you keep them in your loving care. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah and amen. And I thought Pastor Candy would join us this morning, but she didn't. And I'm sure she would not mind me letting you know that we just give God all the praise for little Josiah, who came in last night at 10:38 Central Time. Not much labor at all. Glory be to God. Well, as I say, from my heart to yours, just know I love me some you. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning on this What a Mighty God We Serve Wednesday. Thank you so much, Psalmist Kaylin, for bringing us in to precious moments of worship this morning. God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you who have dialed into this, the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and yes, we are pressing in to our 11th year here on the Master's Call, where lives have been enriched, enhanced, and empowered as we begin our day here with the Lord Jesus Christ. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." Our theme for 2021 is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting prophetic suddenlies and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. We invite each and every single one of you who have dialed in to actually visit our website. We do have a website for this call. It is simply themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. If this call has been a blessing to you, we would love to hear your comments. Maybe you don't want to say anything by dialing in the morning, but we would love to hear what you have to say. I mean, if this call has blessed your life, please go to our website, and there is a comment section. Go ahead and just put a comment in and just let us know, hey, I'm here, you know, just want to give you some feedback on how this call has blessed my life. Or maybe you have a, you just want to say something. Maybe you want to be a part of this call and you don't know how. Well, let me tell you, if you want to be a host, if you want to be a worshiper, maybe you have a word in your belly that you want to share with the masses, well, it's simple. Just send an email to info@themasterscall.net. Our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Also, maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, or, you know, something may be going on when we're not on the call. Well, how do you get in touch with us? That is simply, again, by sending an email to info@themasterscall.net. And, again, you will receive a response. So today is Awareness Wednesday, and on Awareness Wednesday, if you will be headed over to the morning motivational call, the topic of discussion today will be insomnia. Insomnia. So many people around the world suffer from insomnia. They just cannot sleep. And so if that is you, or if you are aware of someone who that who deals with that, then I invite you to join the Fantastic Flanagans at 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND, and that's immediately following this call today, okay? So insomnia is the topic. And you're wondering probably, what is that? Well, the reason that we all gathered here over 10 years ago was because of a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life. And so as we say, an appointment with artists will change your life. And Tiffany says, only if you let it. Why? Because it requires a decision and a choice. Okay, moving forward, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord, and the reason that we are here today is to hear what the Lord has to say to us. And this person this morning, she is definitely a person who I say is plugged in and connected to the throne room, and so she is going to be coming to us all the way from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. She is a mother. She is a wife. She is a daughter of the Most High King. She is our prayer general here on the Master's Call. She's an evangelist. She's a minister. She is a prophetess. She is the wife of Freddie Terrell. She is, the mother to Katrina, to Freddie, to Charity, to Terry, and to Trent. She is the grandmother to Jai, to Brent, and to Brendan. She is blessed. She is royal. She is efficient. She is necessary. She is dedicated, and she is our appointed speaker for this morning, a member of Victory International Christian Center, where her pastor is the phenomenal and amazing Pastor C.G. McCarter, and definitely she is a blessing to the kingdom. So at this time, without further ado, the next voice that you hear will be none other than our sister here on the Master's Call, my sister, evangelist, minister, Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
Whoa, I'm telling you, I don't know if I had to look around and see if the right person was in the house. Good morning, Minister Tiffany Songberg. God bless you. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for that awesome, amazing introduction. I tell you, lady, you are truly phenomenal. I thank God for you, and I hope you're continuing celebrating your birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Thank God for you out there on the West Coast. And good morning, Minister Willow. Thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful, powerful prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Psalmist Kaylin, what can I say? You are a young woman that's standing tall, and we so appreciate you bringing and ushering us up, ushering us and bringing us before the presence of the Lord with that awesome worship this morning. Glory be to God. And I definitely want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our amazing, and I tell you, powerful, powerful women of God, the co-founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. You are truly amazing. I thank God for you, and I'm telling you, it takes the anointing of the Lord to continue to serve the Lord with this call, and we are past 10 years with it, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. Good morning, TMC family. I am excited. I'm excited we got a new baby. I'm excited that things are going forth in the Lord. I'm excited that God is doing a new thing, and he, as Minister Psalmist Kaylin said this morning, he is shifting the atmosphere. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your glory. I thank you for your presence. I thank you, Lord, that you have brought us into this place, Lord God, and we are determined to seek your face daily. We're determined to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. I thank you, Father God, for setting us into a place, Lord God, that we will hear what the Spirit has to say. So I ask you that you take this vessel and use it for your glory, O God, that you use my mouth, Lord God, to speak to our hearts, and that we will accept and receive and act on your word. And Lord God, let it be done according to your will and according to your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, thank you, and amen. Well, I tell you, I said I thought I was going to speak on one topic this morning, and I just want to say that we're constantly praying for the families, the Weatherspoon family and the Peterson family. We had death in the Peterson family. Our prayers are with you guys, and know that God is faithful. Hallelujah. But yet God spoke to me and say, let's talk about living with determination. Living with determination. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, 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 no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And this is what the Bible tells us in Romans 8. He says, for I am sure, and that sure says determined. That's what it means to me. I am sure and I'm determined that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. That's a Selah moment. Saturate your mind into that. See, determination is the quality of being resolute, firmness of purpose. With this is assurance, boldness. We have in that boldness, we have in that certainty, that courage, that fortitude, and perseverance. And these are just a few of the characteristics that come with determination. And when these characteristics are in play, we come to the realization that prayer, praise, along with the presence of the Holy Spirit are necessary for us to move forward in life on earth. Can I say that again? These are so important. Prayer, that communication with the Father. Praise, worshiping him in all his glory. And the presence of the Holy Spirit are necessary for us to move forward in this life on earth. So how, you may ask, how do we start living this determined, purposeful life? knowing that all chaos and all hell can break loose around you, but knowing that your eye is focused on Jesus. It starts with the mindset. Yes, it does. Who can stop you when you have it set in your mind that I'm all out for Jesus? Whatever I do, whatever I say, wherever I go, it's for the glory of God. Philippians 9:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. Then say some things. All things. Now, you may know that we speak this all the time. But do we allow it to saturate in our hearts and our spirits? When around 2007 and 2008, when I was living in San Antonio, and this prophet from Africa was ministering to people in businesses, and I went with a few friends, and he spoke into my life, telling me that I would be operating in 7 businesses. And I immediately thought right then, this is a lying prophet. Yes, I did. Who in the world can run 7 businesses? That was my problem. I was thinking with a worldly mindset, thinking the worldly way, and rather than the kingdom, with having that kingdom mindset. He may have described it as businesses, but what it was is 7 streams of income. You see, Ecclesiastes 11, if you go and read it, 1 and 2 tells us, cast your bread on the surface of all the waters. Be diligently active. Make thoughtful decisions, for you will find it after many days. The Good News Version, I love that good news, you guys. It says, invest your money in foreign trade, and one of these days you will make a profit. Put your investments in several places, many places, in fact. I know a lot of people want to stick with the King James Version, but while I was reading the different versions, I just asked the Holy Spirit to speak to my heart while I'm reading these different versions, and because I'm hungering and thirsting after his righteousness. And that's living with determination. And this good news is sounding really good to me and practical in today's world that we live in. The prophet, by the way, was truly a man of God. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. He also spoke and said before the year was over, something would happen that I would say, this is nobody but God. And it did. Oh, yes, it did. But that's another story for another time. See, mindset is what I want to focus on here. Having that mindset, that kingdom mindset. Let's not allow the world to dictate to us what we can and cannot do. Listen, I got a breakthrough just yesterday. Yes, I did. I made 66 a couple of weeks ago. And here I got a breakthrough yesterday with a young lady from Africa. Her A-line is her name, A-line. And she was on our pastor's God's Hotspot, which is powerful every day at 12 noon Central. And she said, we amplify the devil too much. If that wasn't a slap, I don't know what it was. Because a lot of times, the devil did this, the devil did that. Who are we glorifying? Are we glorifying the devil? Or are we glorifying the Lord? The Bible tells us that he is defeated. The enemy is defeated. Jesus says, lo, you're going to have tribulations. You're going to have these circumstances, these obstacles. But know this. I have overcome the world. Yes, he did. Glory to God. He has already given us the victory through Christ Jesus. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. We talk about him more than we do Jesus, and that shouldn't be. We got to give Jesus the name that is above every name, knowing that Jesus is the one that he made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. He bled for us. He died for us, and he got up on the third day morning, not with some power, but all power in his hands. Yes, he did. Living with determination to have the mindset, to have the mind of Christ, to know that I have that kingdom mentality. Glory to God. So here, Romans 8:31 tells us, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who? Who can be against us? Certainly not God, who did not even keep back his own son, but offered and delivered him up for us all. He gave us his son. Will he not freely give us all things? Now, that's what the Bible says. This is not Brenda. This is what the word tells us. And so we got to stand in this word and meditate in this word and know what is rightfully ours. Being determined, living that determined mindset, having that determined mindset and living with purpose. It is evident that believers will have times of doubt and fear and even worry. Oh, yeah, we go through this, okay? It's a part of life. Scriptures have shown many instances where human weakness was portrayed, okay? Yet, when we pray and stand on God's word, that supernatural power of God manifests to give us the determination to move forward in the Lord. Oh, glory to God. I love him, I love him, I love him, because he said, listen, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So knowing this, I know that even in the deepest of my lowest hours, my lowest time, God is with me. And he says, I'm here for you. All you got to do is trust in me, believe in me, act on me, and watch me. Yes, he did. Can we say it again? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We've declared it many times throughout our walk in Christ, but when it's validated in our hearts, saturated in our minds, and act on it, God's glory is in the atmosphere. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you know, you guys, listen, some of you might know, most of you might know already, but the Spirit is letting me tell you right now, when it's been many years back, and oh, Lord, I may finish this and I may not, but many years back, I was attacked with symptoms of a stroke, but yet I heard the Spirit tells me, don't let this get the best of you. And I know the Spirit has spoken to us to let us know, because a lot of times sickness, different things will try to come up on us. We have the anointing and the power and the ability through the name of Jesus to cast out that those things that be not of God. And that's what the Spirit told me, don't let this get the best of you. And I couldn't walk or talk, couldn't even speak. And all I thought in my mind, mindset, if I can get Jesus out of my mouth, it's going to be all right. And I did, and glory to God. My husband had to dress me to get to the hospital, but sister girl was undressing herself for them to check me out. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is above every name. See, and the second thing I want to tell you about is living with determination, obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. When God spoke to you and I, he said, he may tell you, say, listen, I want you to go to Ms. Velma's house and pray for her healing. That lady is older than you. As a matter of fact, I grew up with her children, and now you're telling me to go and pray for her? See, these are the things, this is a worldly mindset that comes into our minds to say that we're not worthy. Uh-huh. And all these excuses start entering our minds, and we start hearing and looking for excuses. You know, you look foolish doing that. This is when we remember that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yes, it is. Faith also reminds us, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are the head and not the tail. God has made us above and not beneath. We are ambassadors. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Now is the time to have the determination that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. And if he sent you and I, he's ready to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And as my son would say, ta-da. Yes, ta-da. Because when he sends you, and sometimes he'll send you alone, okay? He's done that to me too. And lo and behold, the anointing comes because we act with obedience. You're back into the kingdom mind frame, and you're moving boldly in the authority God has given you, living with determination. Oh, yes, Yes, living with determination is being steadfast, immovable, standing firm and steady, always abounding, excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and more is needed. You know, this is what we're saying, always doing best and doing even the more. See, being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion, is the Lord, is not in vain. In the Lord is not in vain. Neither is it wasteful. Neither is it ever without purpose. Listen, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to have to finish this up next time. Galatians 6 and 9 tells us, let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So let's meditate to live determined, live with that kingdom mindset. So we're determined that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's do this, my dear TMC family. From this day forth, live with determination. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Praise God for you, Minister Brenda. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this morning. What a powerful, wow, and on-time word this morning. But let us take a moment to go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for miracles, for signs and wonders, God, that you are manifesting in March of 2021. God, we thank you for blessing us and keeping us this day, God. We have nothing to complain about, but we have so much to be thankful and grateful about. I thank you for Brenda, Minister Brenda, God. I thank you for allowing her to come and to deliver that word to us, oh God. I thank you that you have blessed her and you have kept her and that you have her in the kingdom making changes in our lives, oh God. I thank you, God, that you have anointed her and appointed her, God. I thank you that you have healed her, that you have delivered her, God. And I thank you, God, that you are filling her up until she overflows, that every single thing that she needs, God, that you have already provided it for her in the name of Jesus, God. Restore in her the joy of your salvation, oh God. And I pray that this day will be a blessed day in Jesus' name for her and for every single person that is under the sound of my voice, God. I pray that you would continue to renew our minds, renew our hearts, renew our spirits, God. Let us walk in the predestined steps that you have already ordained for our lives, God, and we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So this message is a message that needs to be posted, that needs to be shared, and I will definitely be going back to listen to the replay to take notes at a later time in this day. But let me give you the replay number, 712-432-1085. Same access code, 957-677-pound. If you, again, know anyone who suffers from insomnia, please head over to the Morning Motivational Call with the Fantastic Flanagans. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-pound. If you missed that information, reach out to the person who invited you to this, the Master's Call, and they will share that with you, or check our Facebook pages, and we have it posted there as well. So we want to, again, thank each and every single one of you for dialing in. Again, thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for bringing us into moments of worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us today. Congratulations to Minister Candy and to her family on the birth of Josiah. thank you, God, for allowing him to have a safe delivery here. And to Minister Brenda, thank you so much for blessing us this day. And as we go out this day, be determined, be destined, be a light in this dark place that we live in. And I look forward to hearing all of you back here tomorrow. And don't come by yourself. Bring a friend. Minister Brenda, please give us our benediction for this day. God bless you all.
Yes, yes, yes. I so wholeheartedly agree with you, Minister Tiffany. Let's live with determination. Yes, we can do this. Glory to God. I will share this word with you. The Lord has blessed us already. He has given us everything we need. So I will say now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah and amen. Have a wonderful and glorious day. Bye-bye.